I like to think of myself as an extreme curator, and I also love sharing with teachers everywhere. And the two, they just go hand in hand. Get ready, teachers. On today's episode of the iHeart STEAM Teacher Podcast, we are running through a curated list of STEM and STEAM gifts and obsessions I have that are perfect for you.
Welcome to the iHeart STEAM Teacher Podcast.
Science!
Where teachers like you come for the best classroom vibes.
School will be fun!
Discover fun methods that engage with students to collaborate and communicate beyond their comfort zone with project-based learning.
It's all about the students.
STEAM with style, creativity, and critical thinking in the classroom, while also turning up in the teacher's lounge with your host, Bonnie Kirkley.
I've got an important meeting in the teacher's lounge.
Now, full steam ahead.
Welcome to the best show of the year. You know, if I could have a Christmas wish, it would absolutely be to host an Ellen or Oprah-styled giveaway show for teachers. That should be a thing. I mean, really? Why isn't there a giveaway show every year just for teachers? For sure. I do love watching them, and I especially loved how Oprah curated her favorite things. So today, that's what I've done for you. That's right. It's just for you. It's not gifts that you want to buy for your kids or get for the kids, but it's what you need to make the life in the STEM or STEAM classroom the best day ever for everyone. I want you to enjoy it, and I want kids to enjoy it. So I'm sharing all the things that I know we enjoy. So we are going to be taking five curated list stops, and we're going to start with the STEM must-haves. I'm so ready and I want to get pumped. Here we go. That makes me feel a little bit more like this is Oprah or Ellen. I know that sometimes having the STEM or Christmas guide come around during Christmas time is kind of cliche, and I've always been torn about it. Should I do one? Should I not? But I do. I want to show you what I love. And every year I find new things. I'm always getting into new things. So this year I have created those five lists for you, starting with the STEM must-haves. And I really wish I could give you all, everyone, one of these. Maybe one day I'll be able to. That is my dream. First up, if you don't have a personal laminator in your classroom, like the Scotch laminator, you have got to get one. It literally changed my world. I do not go down to the teacher's lounge. I don't cut that big flimsy sheet of laminated paper anymore. And the little personalized size laminating sheets come out like professional. And it feels like I bought it. It will last forever. And I laminate so many things that go into little STEAM stations and independent learning stations that this is amazing. It's less than $30. The sheets cost less than that. Here's some advice. Share it with a friend. I share mine with a friend, and we both pitch in, and we just love it. And I love when she comes to visit and laminate things in my room. I just love it. The next thing on my STEM must-haves list, IKEA has a tub, and I have put in the link in the show notes. It is a little personal tub with sections in it, and it is the most amazing tub. It's taller than a regular personalized like pencil box, and so you can fit a lot of things in there. I use these often, and I'll tell you, I searched and searched and searched after finding them from a seller called Young Wild and Freeman, who sells these amazing Play-Doh boxes we're going to talk about later, but this is her tub. So I can make my stations look the same way. So the IKEA tub is a must. I have tons of trays in my room. I especially love wooden trays. That's another must have. Students can collect things. You can do science experiments. You can set up a station. Must have for sure. The peppermint jar. I have a gigantic peppermint jar. And look, I allow students to go to the peppermint jar when they want to. And it seems to work itself out after the excitement first hits. But peppermint adds that sensory element, clears the head, it's better for thinking. Peppermint jar, a must. Now, I love lighting in my room. You know that. I have posted about lighting before, but the Bliss Light Skyview projector is amazing for setting up an atmosphere, and you don't have to hang the lights. You just plug the thing up. Thank you for getting me off of a chair, because I don't have time to go get a ladder. And finally, something that has changed my life, splash mats. I never thought of doing this, but these are the high chair that go under the high chairs, the baby mats, to catch food. You know the things that we do in the STEM classroom are messy. These splash mats can save little parts like Legos, keep them in an area. They're waterproof. They have a sticky back so they kind of stay in place and they don't slide when you put them down. They're about $20 each. I love using them outside and inside. Amazing. One more must have. You've heard me talk about this before, but get yourself an induction cooktop. It's like cooking on a stovetop, and it works. Cooking is one of the best things you can do in the STEM or STEAM classroom. And we love making Play-Doh because we don't want to have to buy it. We like to make it. We like to scent it. We like to color it. We do this all the time. So those are my must-haves. The laminator, the IKEA tub, wooden trays, peppermint jar, the Bliss Light projector, splash mats, and an induction cooktop. Ta-da! That is what I recommend that you get yourself. Try one of them out. I've included links to Amazon store where you can find some of these items and see exactly what I buy. And, you know, some of these links go straight to the website like IKEA. And without further ado, we're going to move on. Outdoor classroom. I can't wait. The very next episode is going to be all about what's been going on in the outdoor classroom. But for now, I'm just going to share with you what has changed the outdoor classroom forever. And that is storage. Now, these purchases are a little bit bigger and more for more than one classroom, but storing items in the outdoor classroom changes the whole thing. You don't have to bring stuff out. It stays out there. It's safe from the weather. It also kind of makes the space feel like a space. So what I love, there is a cedar storage chest that comes up to about chest high for students. It has a platform. It is amazing. They can put dirt on that platform. It's stainless steel. I just love it. And it has a nice shelf on the inside, sturdy, and it smells heavenly. Easy to put together. I also like to use those storage benches that you put floats and cushions outside, because we can keep those large building materials like planks and other things. I know we bought a couple of plastic sets. You could keep them out there organized and they're ready. The one I love has wheels on it, so if you need to move it, you can just pick it up from one end and wheel it away. Outside in the outdoor classroom, what we have added is a lot of kinetic sand stations and the trays for storing it in. And then they just slide so easily onto those shelves of the cedar storage. I love it. Kinetic sand out there. I use it instead of mud, like in the mud kitchen. And I'm obsessed with mud kitchen recipe cards. Love those. My students have also been coming up with their own mud kitchen recipes. So tons of fun. And then something that just brings me joy. I never thought, I threw a little Target Dollar Spot bug catching kit into the outdoor classroom. And there are some students that are super pumped about bug catching. So we talk about how to do it. They love to get a pair of plastic tweezers and go look and be safe. And, you know, they're investigating and that's what they need to do. So that plus a pair of good working binoculars for students. I like the Geo Safari. Also a must for the outdoor classroom. So outdoor classroom, roll call, cedar storage, storage benches, kinetic sand, and the tubs, bug catching kits, and binoculars. Those are my favorites for the outdoor classrooms. Now, I said that this was a curated list for you, and it is. But I took note of what my students love the most. Hey, Jango. He's over there shaking, itching, wintertime skin for a dog. And when I notice what they like the most, I want to tell you about it because, you know, when students are engaged, it helps you out and it also gives you a chance to learn more about them. I love watching them and have when they have their own questions, gives me insight into what we might want to do for another project. So these are the kid choices. The Osmo has been in my STEM classroom for probably 6 years. It is a little attachment that goes onto your iPad and you use apps with a mirror. Amazing. Kids love it. Even the older kids, they love it. Young Wild and Freeman, I'm back to her. I love her Play-Doh boxes. They're a little pricey. They cost $39 each, the large ones. She does have some small ones, but I like the large one. It seems that two students can fit around it. But these boxes. Whoa. Now, the pizza box. I just got it. The dough smells like basil. The colors are beautiful. I don't know where she gets all of the little things that she puts in there and finds, but I do know where she gets that tub, IKEA. These boxes are amazing. Grab one, figure out how you can make your own, but keep the small business owner in business. I like to support them. Again, the bugs, they love bugs that are in resin, and you can find these on Amazon and most science supply stores. They can be very expensive, but you can find some good ones. They love looking at these, and they're always amazed that that's a real bug in there. So that's another kid favorite. And then these two kind of surprised me. Lakeshore has a set, they call them ramps, outdoor ramps, and it's pricey, so it would be like a school purchase, but it's recommended for like 4 and 5 year olds to build these ramps and put balls on them and make pathways for the ball to go down. But let me tell you, my older students and included myself and other teachers, we struggle sometimes building these paths. But what it does constantly is make us step back and improve our build, which is amazing. And the kids love it. So this is worth the money. Lakeshore also has a grocery set of 4 baskets with categorized groceries and a cash register that my students love. They priced all the items. They've created whole number and decimal prices. So I can use these pricing sheets for different grade levels coming in, needing to work on math and real world problems. So love, love, love that. I was surprised the boys really, really like this. They love it more than the girls. I noticed that. I've been collecting data to see how often the boys visit this station and how often the girls visit. And the boys have really just been excited about it. I guess they like to spend money. Who knows? And then finally, the all-time kid's favorite is trash. Yes, save your trash. What do you got to do to make it a kid favorite? Organize it. Plastic, cardboard, miscellaneous. But for you, you're going to want to get a stackable recycle tub area easily enough that they can put things in there and take things out. You don't want them digging way down into a trash can. So I linked the IKEA tub, which seems to be the most affordable for the classroom. I actually purchased mine from Uline and it was a school purchase. So it was a little bit more costly, but it's on a rolling cart on wheels and I love it. So those are the kid fave choices that you'll enjoy watching them use. And finally, this is my bougie side of the gift list, or maybe for the hard to find teacher or the one that wants something new. Go to Etsy. Check out a store called Arbor Inspirations. I love her investigative loose part stations, sort of Montessori themed. They are gorgeous. I love everything in them. They're amazing. Like I said, this is the bougie section, but you know, if you're a small business seller on Etsy, you'll see that cost-wise, it's expensive to make this and produce it as a small business owner. And a lot of time and thought goes into this. The store is amazing. Tanglewood Hollow is a website full of nature-inspired things that you can use with your students. And I love this. I just want everything there. I want everything there. Check it out. Just go make a wish list and pretend and then close it out. Don't buy anything. I'm just kidding. Buy one thing. One thing. Spend $10. Finally, nature-based toys. man, I love this stuff too. I've linked it. Let me tell you, the dough, the eco dough, I'm not giving this to my students. I bought one pack of this dough. It is gorgeous. It's like an adult Play-Doh. It smells amazing. I may keep this for myself and do my own maker projects with it. Now, this is the best part. How can you take some of these bougie things you really, really, really love and want and think your kids will enjoy and do it on the downscale? Go to Dollar Tree. Dollar Tree has so many tiny things, wonderful trays, Hobby Lobby, all these places. Look it through trash, make it with a friend. There are lots of ways to do it. Get the IKEA tub for $2.99 and you can start making and curating little stations for investigation that go with your STEM standards today. You can make design stations with lots of things that students can make and design. Tons of things. I love it. You can do it. Sometimes it's better just to go buy the one you really want, put it on a wish list, ask for it. If you don't need anything else, there you go. I like to keep my classroom an environment that inspires. And these are the things that I'm using this year. You can access the store link in the show notes. You can see all of these things. I've got it categorized really nicely. And the links for the websites like Tanglewood Hollow, Albert Inspirations, Nature Based Toys, and IKEA are also linked. I can't wait to join you on the next episode of the iHeart STEAM Teacher Podcast, where I'm going to give you the lowdown of what's going on in the outdoor classroom. It has been popping, and I've been having the best time. And the things that kids and teachers are saying, they've just brought joy to my heart. I wish you well. I want you to join me on the next episode. As always, the only question that I have for you, do you iHeart STEAM too?